Dylan, to get a victory like that, just the way you guys did, we talked at the end of the first period, and you guys continued to, once again, feed your offense off your defense, and that seems to be when you guys are playing well, that's what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we can't be cheating for offense. We just got to, you know, let them make the mistakes and then transition quick, and that's when we're at our best, when we're moving quick in transition and attacking off the rush, and you know, I think we did a good job of that today.
What was the key for you guys to get off such a good start? This is always a tricky game coming out of the break. What do you think really allowed you guys just pick up where you left off, honestly?
Yeah, I'm not trying to do too much off the start, obviously. You don't want to give them anything. And, you know, they obviously had a little harder with the travel this morning, so we knew that. And you just go out there and start off simple and, you know, just see what happens. And you know, we did a good job.
There was a bit of a push, but what allowed you guys to close it out?
Yeah, we let them back in a little bit. And I don't think we got nervous. You know, we've got nervous in the past and started to sit back a little bit and feel the pressure. But we talked a lot on the bench. We didn't get down. We just kept pushing. And that's something we've learned that's really important for us.
Did you just get the momentum from the penalty kill there? Because you got a penalty right away. You guys killed it and then scored right away after you killed it.
Yeah, that was a huge penalty kill. Obviously, if they score there, it's a way different game. So for us to go out and kill, that was big. And then, you know, to get another goal, it was a great goal by Tucky there to kind of give us a little more breathing room.
You guys as a line, you, Jack, and JJ, what's allowed you to really get back to playing your game here this last little bit?
Yeah, I think, you know, playing with those two guys, it's so easy. I know where they're always going to be. They know where the other guys are going to be. So, you know, we just got to keep playing good defense and, you know, not cheating for offense. And we'll get those transitions. We'll get those turnovers and go the other way with it. I think we're at our best when we're on the rush. So we can't try and force it, though.
When Jack's having a stretch like this, what stands out in this game?
Just his confidence with the puck. You know, he's such a great player, and you know, he's got such a great shot. So when he has that confidence, he's an unbelievable player, and it's so fun to play with him. And he's so smart, and you know, he's great at finishing. So yeah, it's good.
Darlene told me this morning this is the best he's felt all year physically. He said he feels great, and whether he's playing defensively or offensively, you can almost see it out there, can't you, the last couple of games?
Yeah, for sure. He's been great lately, and I think just watching those games where he was hurt, he you know, really motivated him to get back out there and dominate and lead this team, and he's been doing that since he's been back. So you know, that's a great version of Dahl's that we love to see, and you know, he's been great.